Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
One is Mark and John's the other. They love the holidays and the presents. Two old queens, it's two old queens. Holidays Jubilee 2019, it's two old queens, it's two old queens.
Five golden rings.
Hello.
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 Welcome to Two Old Queens. I'm John Flynn.
I'm Mark Rennie.
Mark, I am so excited already for our guest. Please let everyone know who is joining us.
Well, he's an actor, comedian. You know him from his drag character stepmom. It's Chad Westbrook.
Yay. Howdy who?
Wow. So much energy.
Wow.
It's been a while since I've done stuff like this. So I want to try to come back with a catchphrase.
Okay, howdy who?
Oh, you got to brand yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Out the gate. Yeah. So howdy who?
Howdy who?
It sounds a little like how do you do? It's like Irish. Yeah. There's a lilt to it I like.
Uh-huh.
It's an innate musicality.
Yeah.
Chad, was doing a little research on you. Are you aware that there's a Amazon author? What? That did not come up.
Hold on.
But there is a Chad Westbrook who wrote a book. He's written many books.
Yes,
on Amazon. Like Ninja Cat Volume 1.
Oh.
And also Rise of the Guardians.
Right?
Yes, there's also Rise of the Guardians, a saga of the Viking and the Samurai.
Yes.
Is that you?
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Like that's my pen name, which is my actual name. Yeah. Wow,
I feel like you've been bearing the lead that you're this like self-published sci-fi fantasy
I'm
author.
I'm so embarrassed about it.
Why? It's wonderful. People love fiction.
Have you read the books?
No,
they're so bad.
Oh no,
have you read
so
them?
Bad. I have read a couple. Yeah, and I go through phases where I kind of like it and then I'll be like, I should dip in. And I have a huge audience for it, obviously.
Huge.
But it's, yeah. I don't know. Don't revisit it if you're out there listening.
I shouldn't try Yuna Saga books 1 through 4.
The third one's okay.
Oh, okay. But that fourth.
The third one's kind of about the struggles of being an actor.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's the more personal of the title. Yeah. You opened up.
Yeah. Said, hey, it's me talking now.
Chad, were you in a clique in high school?
No, actually. I was in middle school a little bit. And then as soon as high school hit, the clique that I was kind of going into feeling strong and confident with turned.
Oh no.
Well, I think what happened, I was like a little more straight laced, I guess, for a while, and there was like a pot wave, a weed wave,
sure,
that I was behind, and so there was a lot of like
you were a little square meeting.
Yeah, I was being left behind in that way, I remember. But then I had like I think just like one best friend that was like my high school experience, a locked in one person.
Okay, so you were like a Damien.
I was like a Damien, spoiler alert.
Okay, what are we talking about? Who? What? What's this?
I was like a Damien, but we don't know what we're talking about yet.
Nope, no one's seen the title of this episode.
No.
I went to a high school with like, it was built to be a like junior college. So it was massive. So I went to school with over 4,000 students.
Oh my wow. fuck.
There were over 1,000 in my graduating class. So holy it was very shit. Easy Crazy. To disappear.
Yeah.
Which seems... I did. Thank you.
Well done. Congratulations.
That seems like it's too big of a size to even have like a real strong, just like that's that clique.
There was
like,
no popular kids. There was no, like, it was like, who cared? Like how, there, no one's popular.
There's not a, it's not a manageable, like structure, like hierarchy. There's if, right. if one, there's not like one queen of 1,000 people.
It'd be right. like, who's the most popular person at Disneyland today? Like, that's not going to mm-hmm. happen. It's usually right. me, but that normally doesn't happen.
That's your barometer.
Well, Chad, we are in our Holigays Jubilee 2020.
Woo-wee.
And for a little backstory, we asked you to bring in a Christmas movie. We were going to talk about Go up until 17 hours ago.
I flailed.
19 hours ago. You
I panicked.
DM'd me in the middle of the night.
I went to bed at 9 p.m. I woke up at midnight screaming.
Do you like a Christmas movie? Do you have like Christmas
I really
habits?
Do. Yeah. yeah, a little bit. I really like Christmas movies. I like I like The Grinch. I guess we kind of talked about
sure.
that.
Maybe. Which one? Like?
The Jim Carrey one.
Oh God, that's terrible.
Yeah. Oh, fuck you.
No, bitch. We talked about it last year.
Last year, go back
with Olivia Norman. It's grotesque. It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. I like the Polar Express for some reason. It's so
my
like
God, you like the most chilling, horrifying looking movies. He's like nightmare fuel.
I like Uncanny Valley. That's yeah. a huge
I love the Uncanny Valley.
Passion of mine. Yeah. But then when asked to bring one in, I was like racking my brain. And then the one that I really would have wanted to talk about would have been The Family Stone, which was already done.
We did it.
I know you guys have done it. So I like there is not a ton of gay now. There's like what I mean, like there's a new player in the gay holiday.
There's a new player.
World.
We're of course talking about Dolly Parton's Christmas on the Square. Yeah.
Of course.
Starting Christine Baranski.
Heavyweight champion. But yeah, I was like struggling. There wasn't a ton of options. And then Go is like a favorite movie of my boyfriend. So and it is gay in a way. And it is Christmas in a way.
Right. So you were going with, well, I'll do the choice that makes my boyfriend happy, but then you regretted it.
Yeah.
Oh, are you guys still together? The relationship is not going to last.
Yeah, I moved out.
You moved during a pandemic. You said, go.
You did this last night. You're like, exactly. I got to go. And I'm talking about Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Speaking of Mean Girls. Today in our Holigay, the final edition of our Holigays Jubilee 2020, we're talking about Mean Girls. John, what's the deal with Mean Girls?
Mark, let me tell you the deal with Mean Girls. It was directed by Mark Waters and written by Tina Fey, and it's based on the Rosalind Weisman 2002 book Queen Bees and Wannabes, which describes female high school social cliques and the damaging effects they can have on girls. And the movie tells the story of Katie Heron, a 16-year-old homeschool girl who moves to a new home from the Bush County of Africa. She goes to a new school where outcasts Janice and Damien warn her to stay away from the Plastics, the A-list popular clique headed by Regina George. But when Katie makes the mistake of falling for Regina's ex-boyfriend, Regina gets revenge by taking Aaron back. Katie, Janice, and Damien plot to bring Regina down. However, as Katie continues to spend more time with the Plastics, she begins to become one of them. The film stars Lindsay Lohan, Rachel McAdams, Lacey Chabert, Lizzie Kaplan, Danny Francesi, Tina Fey, Tim Meadows, Anna Gasteyer, Amy Poehler, and marks the film debut of Amanda Seyfried. It was released on April 30th, 2004. The film grossed $130 million worldwide and quickly developed a cult following. Anne Hornaday of the Washington Post stated that it boasts a 1-2-3 punch in star Lindsay Lohan, screenwriter Tina Fey, and director Mark Waters, and indeed, it delivers a knockout. And in 2012, Rotten Tomatoes included the film on its top 50 greatest teen comedies list. In 2011, a made-for-television sequel titled, very creatively, Mean Girls 2, premiered on ABC Family. And a musical adaptation premiered on Broadway in March of 2018. And that is the deal with Mean Girls.
Wow. So, Chad, are you? I take it you're a big fan of Mean Girls. Is this like
no,
a favorite?
That was actually really helpful because I've never seen it.
Oh, God.
So now we have like a cool foundation that we can go off of. So
knows.
Janice, huh?
Wrecking my brain.
Wrecking that brain of mine. Yeah, I'm a big fan. This was Well, I'm back now to being like, it's okay to have on like a favorite movies list, but I went through like a, I'm too cool for, like, it's too basic gay to be like, it's one of my favorite movies, but it's in like my top five all time.
Great.
Yeah.
Awesome. How many times have you seen it, would you say?
I just rewatched it today, and that would probably be like 500 times.
Wow.
I have seen it a lot. I've seen it, realistically, I probably have seen it like over, like maybe close to 50.
Are you interested in the musical at all?
I listened to the soundtrack of it, and I would go see
cast
it.
Cast recording. John will bite your head off if you say soundtrack.
I listened to the soundtrack. Cast recording.
No!
You can't listen to it. There is a soundtrack to it, I'm sure. It's got Pink and all that on it.
Oh, no. I listened to the cast recording. No, to Pink. I listened to the cast recording, and it was, I liked it okay, but I would go if it were to come tomorrow, packed house, no masks, I would go to it.
Sure. Huffing on each other.
Yeah.
Get into that coat room.
Get into the coat room.
Well, sounds great. John, have you seen me? What baggage you bringing into Mean Girls?
What baggage am I bringing to Mean Girls? I saw it when it first came out, thought it was great. I watched it today, maybe the third or fourth time I've seen it all the way through. But like, I think it's very good. I think it's great. Teen comedy movie. Really good. I wouldn't say I'm like obsessed with it, but it's a lot of fun. Really smart. How about you, Mark?
What movie are you obsessed with, John? Really? We've never really nailed that down.
I tend not to watch movies more than once.
And John does a movie podcast and doesn't like movies.
I just needed something to do to fill my time.
Fair enough. I remember seeing this in the theaters and like, remember, I'm old enough to be like, oh, this is this generation's Clueless.
Yeah,
like new one every 10. I guess the new one would be like Booksmart, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But possibly, even that, does anything hit the cultural cachet anymore? Like hit the button where everybody knows it anymore? But I think it's great. I've probably seen it, I don't know, 5 or 7, 10 times. I don't know. I think it's great. Holds up. It's funny. Zippy. It's zippy. It's also fun. It feels like 30 Rock at times, and in a great way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it goes into like a little bit of like absurdity moments and stuff, and. It is a bit of like a Frankenstein teen comedy after, because I loved Clueless before that, and then seeing that it has like elements of that, but it's got like I think she kind of took things from a bunch of like smash teen hits.
Right. Well, the book itself is not a narrative. It's just like a self-help, like how-to for like moms and kids. Like there's no story there or characters. So all that is purely invented.
Imagine there was a time where people didn't know, like, hey, your kids could be assholes. Like, what?
Yeah.
You know?
No. Well, not mine.
Them, yeah. it is an odd, I don't know what the, like, purpose or how close it is to Queen Bees and Wannabes, but it doesn't feel like you need to say it's based on Queen Bees and Wannabes, right? That's like a...
I don't think, well, I guess Tina Fey bought the rights to the book not knowing it wasn't fiction. So then, really? Like, she bought the right. That's what IMDb trivia said, and that's how I live my life. Like,
she accidentally bought the rights.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
She
I've never
sneezed
read that
and
book,
hit a button on that buy the rights website.
No. Shoot. Shoot. That's how I ended up with 2 weighted blankets. Well, Chad, as you may or may not know, we are looking for the gayest movies ever. So we have a very complex and Byzantine scoring system with which to judge the movie. So we're going to go through a ton of categories. We're going to figure out how gay it is. And at one point, you are going to come up with a category, and it will be
added to the wheel.
You'll see what that means. It doesn't matter right now. Who cares?
Added to the wheel.
We turn it to Katharine Hepburn.
Yeah.
She was a movie star, John. You wouldn't know about her. She was a
I know. I went to high school with her.
Okay. Talk about a mean girl.
She was
wearing
awful.
A slacks, Janice.
So rude.
She's so rude. Since this is our last Holidays Jubilee, this is our current top 5 Christmas movies. Gayest Christmas movie. So number 5 with the 51.44%, The Family Stone. Number 4 with the 56.20%, Gremlins. Number 3 with the 59.20%, Last Holiday. Number 2 with the 65.21%, Die Hard. And number 1, current gayest Christmas movie ever, Meet Me in St. Louis.
That makes sense.
So if you had a guess, where do you think Mean Girls will end up in this?
It's tough because it's like barely Christmas. It's like only, it dips
barely
like
Christmas.
Yeah.
It dips its like toe into the Christmas pond, but I would say it's higher than Die Hard, so maybe second. Okay. I'm gonna guess you're gonna give it a pretty high score. I'm surprised Die Hard scored that high.
Well, there's a lot of some eye candy, man flesh, and like, you know, there's a camp sensibility. Exactly. Right in your tummy.
Love that.
All right, well, let's go. So our first group of categories are the canon categories. So for each one of these, we're all going to score between 0 and 100. Then we take the average of all three of our scores. So the first category, Chad, on a scale of 0 to 100, how would you rate Mean Girls in actual gay characters? There's at least one.
Yeah, so what are we, let's give it a 80, 70? 80. 70. Because,
go on.
Because there's one, but they're the main character. And then I feel like they
maybe
do play
the ladies softball team, maybe?
Yeah, I know. Maybe? I always had that. Okay. I always had that impression in the end with, or
when
with
the pile on.
Yeah, there was some stuff. And then the, just having a loot, like, you know, they play with other people's sexualities a little bit, I guess. I don't know. I'm going to just say 70. I'm trying to reason it, but I don't have it.
Yeah, I mean, so we have Damien is the only one who we know for sure is.
Right.
No one else is, right? Because Janice Ian isn't.
She is definitely not.
She's just made fun. She's like gay fear.
Yes. There's still, this still has, it's this weird era of movies where like you could have gay characters and but being called gay was still bad, was still, yes, a threat, was still like a weapon,
right,
to be,
yeah,
used.
Yeah. It's funny too, because it's like hearing myself say it out loud, you're like, oh wow, if one gay person is in a movie, I'm giving it a like 70 out of 100.
I mean, we're looking for scraps. That's all. Yeah. That's, do better, Hollywood.
Yeah. Dollywood.
Thank you. There's more gay people in Christmas in the Square. There's two.
Yeah, oh, for real? Wow.
Yeah.
At least.
Should have picked that.
We already covered it on the Patreon. Sorry, John.
Oh, good, good, good.
John, what do you want to give it?
Yeah, I mean, there's just Damien.
But it's pretty iconic, though, I feel like, of like a teen movie gay. He is like the Ducky.
Definitely.
Of the
He's sort of like,
you know.
Is he the first really out gay character in a.
Probably not, but he's like. He's just like,
he's also like
machine.
Not, he's also like not tragic. Like, yeah, I feel really, like there's so many like,
right,
early ones where like, if he was gay, it would be like him dealing with the shame and wrestling with that. And he's just sort of like,
he's like
the fact that he's gay is not really necessarily why he's an outcast. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing about that. Like, he doesn't seem.
And he's also kind of
that.
Like a fun, like agent of chaos through the whole movie. Like, which is, he does kind of have a queer sensibility where he's removed from the, like, everything, but.
He's confident too, in a way that I remember like thinking like, there's no way I'd be like that. Like yelling in the halls for people to get out of the way. That was like,
right.
It blew my mind to be gay and have power.
No, it's impossible. This was years before Mayor Pete.
Yeah.
I'll go 65.
Yeah, I'll go, who cares, 66, giving it an average of 67, which is 4 points higher than the Lost Boys. Pretty good.
Okay. Oh, that's the scale we measure everything to.
Everything's by the Lost Boys. All right, the next category, on a scale of 0 to 100, how would you rate Mean Girls on drag queen inspiration? Could a drag queen watch Mean Girls and come away with a whole book of ideas?
I've definitely seen full blown like a drag show themed that was Mean Girls, and
right,
there's no big grand looks or anything, so it takes away from like the big campy.
I would say the
fun
Christmas dance is pretty, and all like the matching pinks.
Yeah, the Christmas and the matching pinks. There's a lot of like group numbers for drag. I feel like if you're gonna get like you and a couple of your friends,
You could also do a mother-daughter look with like Amy Poehler's mom.
Yeah,
character.
And I did do drag one time actually as that. I got like, and I did a little, I got a toy chihuahua and did a magnet on the nose and glued it to the nipple.
So creative.
It was really creative.
So you as a drag queen were inspired.
Yeah, so I think I'm gonna give it, it's not super huge up there, so I'm gonna give it like an 80.
80.
Yeah, I
81.
Agree.
Like 81.
Okay, let the record show. It's 81.
Gonna make a difference. That's gonna make a difference. Yeah, I agree with you. Like, there's something about it that, like, obviously, like, has a like the spirit of it feels very like fun and exciting, but there isn't like the look. But I'll give it an 80. As well.
80. And also the fact that there are, I mean, I did look up Mean Girls drag, and there's a ton. There was one There was Mean Girls drag bingo brunch in Britain. A drag queen does that. So
even if it's not, there's no like real iconic looks. I think it's such, it's like such a part of gay culture, the movie. So people will make it happen.
I do think you could do Regina George's headpiece is pretty iconic. You would see that and know that's Mean Girls at the Spring Fling. Not a prom.
Yeah, couldn't say prom.
No, you can't get the rights anymore.
Can't get the rights.
Ryan Murphy Bottom.
Musical. Yep.
Yeah. He's playing the long game. Mm-hmm. I'll give it an 80 as well. Give it an average of 80.33. Yes.
Talk about an agent of chaos.
Okay, our next category. How would you rate Mean Girls on a scale of 0 to 100 in gay icons?
Gay icons.
Well, Lindsay Lohan, is she not a gay icon? She absolutely is.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
maybe not for our generation, John, but she is for the young ones.
I would say she's just like a second or third tier, but she's definitely there.
We're never going to not have Lindsay Lohan in our life.
Yeah,
we're
she's
always
like
going to know what she's up to.
She's like a gay icon in the way that like a gays unfortunately really like tragic female figures, like a right. like the Mykonos
Margaret Thatcher,
show,
yes.
Margaret Thatcher's and the Margaret Thatcher's and such. But like the Mykonos documentary series she had, I think kind of pushed her even further into our like.
But aren't we always like kind of like, even though I'm still always like rooting for her though, you know, like I always want her to like come out on top, you know, she
just been through a lot. I sort of felt that way, but after the Oprah documentary series that they did with her, I was like, nope. I feel like she's someone who like has had, I understand she's got a very tragic, horrible like upbringing. And like, as a child, she got like screwed up, but I also just like, oh, you're just insane. And I, there's something about her watching that series where I was just like, I don't have any sympathy for you anymore.
Yeah, well, if we can't have
insane gay icons, where would we be?
Yeah, but she also like hasn't delivered in a while. You know what I mean? Like, yes, we like messy, insane divas, but like you want it to be like every so often.
You have to have delivered recently.
Yeah.
What about Liz and Dick, the Lifetime movie where she
with
played
James Dean?
Yeah.
With porn star James Dean, right?
That's a different one, but I do not think he was in the Liz and Dick, the Elizabeth Taylor biography.
I really thought, didn't he do a movie? I thought James Dean and Lizzie
did. Yeah,
did a
movie they did.
Together. Okay.
They did. Whatever happened? Oh, he was canceled, I believe.
He was hardcore canceled, I think.
But I think there's room for Lindsay Lohan to come back. I think she will come back. I think she will, because she's undeniably talented. She's great in this. It's not the only thing she's ever been great in.
I agree, but I don't think she's ever coming back. I don't think she's pulling it together.
It's got to be a huge internal world shifting. Yeah. Like,
maybe. Who knows what she's working on right now? Maybe she's gotten into fine art.
Maybe she's coming out of this pandemic and she's like, wow, she's showing us how to do it.
Here's a picture.
Yeah. I made a picture.
Yeah. Icon.
Well, there's also, I would also say Rachel McAdams is a gay icon. We counted her for the Family Stone.
Sure.
Yeah, she's like soft gay icon.
Soft gay. Yeah, there's, soft I mean, core. This is mostly soft gays. Amanda Seyfried, I would say very soft.
Very soft.
But she was in the Mamma Mia, so that maybe.
Yeah, she's got the Mamma Mia credit.
Yeah, she dated Justin Long for a long time, and I had a huge crush on him. So personally, gay icon, because she. Right.
She did. She landed that Falcon. Yeah.
she landed the Falcon I was chasing. Couldn't get.
Boy, this slander, though, against. Lindsay Lohan. It's very upsetting. Yeah.
Oh, really?
I'm yeah.
Sure. He gets offended very easily because it allows him to lash out.
Yeah. A place to put anger.
Do we think Tina Fey and Amy, but they're not gay icons though, necessarily.
I think people like them, but I feel like they're more like female empowerment.
People, yeah.
Yeah. I almost would put Tina Fey in there, but I don't know why. I really like, I don't know. I think she was also maybe for my, like the age I was when she like popped off, she was like a person who talked about gay people really like comfortably, I guess.
A little too comfortably.
Yeah.
You're like,
No. But maybe not gay icon. We'll take her off the list. So what do
we
have? Sorry,
Tina.
We have four soft icons. Tim Meadows, gay icon.
Yeah,
in what world?
Anna Gasteyer, she was an Elphaba.
That's true.
Yeah.
There's a collective factor going on here.
Yeah, it's a lot of there's like, no like top shelf, but there's a lot of like solid, you know, like, you know, ones that count.
I am going to say, though, I think Lindsay Lohan is like of on her own is worth 40 points. That's just going to be my score.
Okay.
Because I think she is truly iconic, whether you like her or not.
I'll give it 51.
51.
I'll give it for a collective. I'll actually give it 60.
60. And we also, couldn't we say like Damien himself is kind of a gay icon?
Daniel Francesi.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. Not a lot of love coming in. Hope he doesn't listen.
Icon is a huge word.
Yeah.
Icon is a huge word.
We could talk about Lacey Charvet, but not yes. about
well, she did that. That like, what is it? Christian Mingle.
Lost
the movie.
In Space. I love that movie. They go to Mexico and like save a church.
So that kind of catapults her.
In Christian Mingle, the movie, she goes on Christian Mingle, and the very first guy she matches with ends up being the perfect one. She doesn't have to go through any duds. It's the very first one.
They've got a really tight algorithm. They really know.
It's a great site.
I guess it would be bad for the business if she went through a lot of failures.
Yeah, a lot of duds.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 70 in gay icons, giving it an average of 60.33, which is about 30 points higher than Hellbound Hellraiser 2. Okay. You did it. All right. Our next category, the male gaze. How horny is the camera for the male form?
Oh, fuck.
Well, we do see, like, when we first see Aaron, we are meant to think like he's cute, you know.
Right.
I was obsessed with Aaron growing up.
Obsessed. Now he's a Food Network host.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's like a WeHo staple.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I don't know if I can
say
that.
More excited. Oh.
Yeah. So he's out there, huh?
So he's in there. There's a little place called Mickey's. Is that right? Is that a place people go?
And you saw him there, huh?
There. Around what time?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's still very cute, but that look, like the like like you getting like a straightener to straighten your bangs.
Yeah. It's not like the Justin Bieber, like Zac Efron mop head.
He really represented. He was like, it's like sometimes confusing gay thing where you're like, I'm really attracted, but I also want to look exactly like that.
Sure.
I don't know if that exists right. for everyone. I got silence.
That's he was... weird.
But he was a huge crush for me.
And also we see, what's her face? Regina George's boyfriend half naked in the projection room.
Just in his underwear. It's definitely fun.
That's fun.
Uh-huh. Little beef.
But you don't get a lot of like really, like that aside, you don't get a whole lot of like lingering on men. Like, yes, they make what's his name really cute. But like he's like, I mean, and granted it's the style, but it's like very like baggy clothes. Like there's nothing where you can really sort of like ogle
see
him
some
as
bulge.
It were. Yeah.
Not a fan of a bootcut jean, John.
To wear, yes, but to, you know, to lust after.
To wear, John, you should not be wearing bootcut jeans.
Oh, I'm just wearing sweatpants these days.
Where are you? Trapped him.
Yeah, right. So you admit it. I'm a real Regina George.
And you're wearing pink.
Right?
This is really happening.
So what do you want to give this for the male gaze?
I'm going to say it's, I had a huge crush, but it's not horny. So let's give it a, like a soft, safe 72.
72, that's pretty high.
Well.
You're allowed to, that is all right though.
Well, that's what I want.
I'll give it a 60.
60. You guys are nuts. I'm going to give it a 25. I do not think there's
I guess
enough.
When you pick a teen comedy too, there's not going to be a lot of like
yeah
nuts.
They would in the 80s though, like in like a horror movie, everyone be there'd be like a locker room saying, what is happening?
That's true. Yeah.
So it's got an average of 52.33, which is 1 point lower than Midsommar. Oh, that's tough. Okay.
Midsommar, right. Though, that penis. Hmm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's doing a lot of work.
More like me slobbar. All right. The next category, entrances with pizzazz. How would you rate the entrances with pizzazz?
Oh, my God.
Well, there's
so
that
many.
Bus. The bus always.
Yeah, I guess we also forgot the bus when it came to gay icons.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's my tattoo.
Your tattoo is, I guess we forgot the bus. When it came to gay icons. There's like, I feel like I would say there's infinite. The whole movie is snazzy entrances.
Right.
in my opinion.
For sure. One of my favorites is when she's dressed in the, when she interrupts their horror movie.
Yeah.
The Halloween costume. Oh, that was great. And scream. That's really fun.
Yeah, that's classic.
Tina Fey. I think Amy Poehler's entrance is pretty great. You know exactly who she is within like a millisecond.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's 1,000 like slow-mo, like legit, like just like people.
Yeah.
entering rooms in slow motion. Yeah, it's constant. It's and it's like, also like the group entrances into places, like 4 people walking in and like with the power of that. That's huge.
Did you guys do that in your weed click? Did you like walk slowly side by side? You know,
yeah, they started really it slow, after yeah. I after they,
they started doing that.
After they like sent me the results of the vote that I was out, then they
wow.
it would start.
The potheads in your high school had a vote? That seems very
yeah. What's your opinion on pot, John? You think people who smoke pot are messy and can't vote?
That's well, not democracy. Votes
have a drug test and you just can't pass it.
Sounds like a poll tax.
Mm?
So what do you want to give this for entrances with pizzazz? There's some fun ones here.
Yeah, I'm going to say 100.
100? You've never seen more pizzazz.
I can't think of it right now. I welcome someone letting me know if there is a movie that has more pizzazz.
Please, at you if you've seen something with more pizzazz.
Thousands of ats.
I'll give it an 80.
80. I'm going to give it 70. There is some pizzazz, but I've seen bigger.
Given oh my God.
I'm sorry, but it's I got to go with my heart. Given it an average of 83.33, which is 30 points higher than Fried Green Tomatoes. Pretty good.
Oh, there you go.
I can't picture one pizzazzy moment in Fried Green Tomatoes.
Well, the train.
Right. The train. Okay.
All right. Next category. Strident women. How would you rate Mean Girls and Strident Women? Well, it's right there in the name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so... Regina George is like the alpha.
Yeah. Janice and then Ian is even pretty yes. strident.
And then watching Katie's turn is like, so I love that like section of the movie so much when she's like, I had power over everyone.
Right. But she could tell they're being bored with her. I like that. The dark side.
Yeah, I think this is it. I'm afraid I might give another 100 and I'm gonna.
You don't need to fear anything.
Okay. Constantly remind me of that, please.
Even after this podcast.
Yeah. How you doing, Bad?
You just think it's some post-its. Mm-hmm. John, what do you want to give it for Strident Women?
I'll give it a 95. I just feel like it's what it's about.
Right? I'll go 97. Why not? Given an average of 97.33, which is 11 points higher than Pieces of April. Okay.
All right.
All right. Our next category, macabre. How macabre is Mean Girls?
Oh,
well, there's the bus. Just...
The bus.
You're obsessed. That
bus. I love this bus.
I'm obsessed with the bus. Yeah, and then there's like Janice Ian's character in general just has a, you know.
A she's dark energy. She's, yeah.
She wears black clothes. That's scary. That's scary.
It's so and works scary. At what, a soap store? Is that it?
I know, isn't that a strange combo?
I think you'd think she'd be at like a head shop or like a Hot Topic or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to think, what music is she, I guess she'd be into like Evanescence maybe?
Yeah, I think so. In that era, Good Charlotte and like Sum 41, I guess.
That's sort of it.
That
she
world.
Loves a Warped Tour. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe she was above all that. That's just my like pop punk reference. Right? Yeah, she's like the darkest character and then the bus. So not it's not very macabre. Is this a gay qualification? Who
yes,
put this
how
rule?
Dare you? It's a
who
canon.
Put this rule?
Kevin Chamberlain in our Addams Family Values episode.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Also, there's something macabre to me about abstinence education. It's like really fucked up and warped. It's just okay. like it's unnatural. You know, it's like
yeah, and
it's
I
not
mean,
right.
Just into if we're just talking like fucked up shit in it, like the coach's relationship is sort of dark.
Oh yeah, oh right, yeah,
dark, technically dark. So 100.
100, the darkest movie I've ever seen. This shit is fucked up. You're about to watch,
guys.
Tim Burton is jealous of this movie. Yeah.
How'd you do it, Tina? It's Tim. No, I want to say 25.
Yeah,
it's not that macabre. I'll give it a 30 though.
30. I also was thinking 30. I will also give it a 30, give it an average of 28.33, which is 5 points higher than Just Friends. Okay. Not bad. All right. Next category, dramatic lighting. How dramatic is the lighting here?
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
It's very studio comedy. It's not that it's dramatic.
Very, like, just clear.
Like, the dance is kind of, I know, it's some almost, fun colored, but.
It's unfair. I have to defend my baby because it's unfair to judge it to the standards. She was never going to be a dramatic lighting movie from the gut. So I'm taking umbrage.
You can take all the, we have plenty of umbrage to give.
Yeah.
There was the Halloween stuff is dramatic.
Sure.
Sure.
So there we go.
All right. The talent show.
You didn't
maybe
forget
a
you were in a studio comedy during either of those moments. So.
No,
there was a moment. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess. No, there isn't any. Right?
It's not very dramatic. No, it's not. Not. I mean, it looks better than most like current movies that just look like TV shows.
This is a very chromatic movie, though. It's very just bright, bright and happy.
Yeah,
so,
it's happy.
So it's gonna score low. I don't know. Like again, 25.
25.
I'll go 15.
15, harsh, John. Wow. Same score you gave Pieces of April.
Well,
I'll give it a 20, completing the pattern. Give it in an average of 20, tying it with Fried Green Tomatoes. Okay, your nemesis. All right, the next category, vibrato. How would you rate Mean Girls on vibrato?
So for this category, in addition to literal vibrato, we mean anytime they take a moment and give it a little extra and sort of zhuzh it up more than it needs, but you like it.
Okay.
I would say for me, extra. Like, big one of the biggest like vibrato is anytime they like become animals.
Yes,
like I think that's like very vibrato and like very fun and like really great.
There was the moment when they introduced the plastics that I just noticed on this watch of like Regina George. Well, I guess it's pretty obvious, but she's in the background the whole time being carried by the men, like Cleopatra style.
Yes.
So those like there's like a lot of little touches like that. I feel like that kind of qualifies in this category.
Definitely. For sure.
Yeah.
I think all like the talking head montages they do are part of that as well. And I think you could say Amy Poehler's performance is very vibrato.
Yes. Yeah. We're like, she's done sketch comedy. I can tell.
Yeah. I always had like a little, I'm glad she did it ultimately.
Okay.
But I did always have a little like, she's not the most realistic mom maybe yet.
Well, she's only like 7 years older than Rachel McAdams.
Yeah.
But if you saw that in a sketch, though, we'd be like, that's the funniest character we've ever seen.
That's
and
true.
She is like steals every scene she's in.
Yeah, no, she's incredible.
I do think the four calling is vibrato when you see four calls.
Oh, that's pretty great.
Time. That's pretty fun. And then the final fight, like that brawl, is crazy.
Yeah, I think that's what kind of for me, that's part of like why I like this movie, like what sets it apart a little bit, and that it goes like, it has all these little touches that are bigger than reality or whatever.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to be gloomy. Worried about what college we're going to get into, book smart.
I know that makes me sick.
It's sick.
So boring. So
what do you want to give this for vibrato?
I'm going to give it like a 95.
95.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
I'll
not
go 93.
Like quite camp, but yeah.
93. I'm going to go 80. It's pretty vibrato, but it's not the most vibrato thing I've ever seen. Okay. Given an average of 89.33, 1 point lower than Hellbound Hellraiser 2. That's got to hurt.
Shocked.
All right.
Really shocked.
The next category, footwork.
Oh my God.
Girls on the footwork. Well, there's the Jingle Bell Rock dance.
The Jingle Bell Rock number.
Yeah. I'd say that fight scene at the end is pretty footworky. They had to choreograph that.
Yeah, anytime they go into like the animal sequences, that's right. Choreo. Yeah.
When Daniel Francese like pretends to rob Lindsay Lohan and then they run off to the projector room.
Mm-hmm.
There's running, that's footwork.
The four side by side walking is footworky.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are stretching a little.
We're a little. You ever like done that, like where you're walking around the reservoir and there's like two or three friends doing side by side? Like, what are you doing? You're blocking everything.
Yeah, it's
I
a huge issue.
People.
It's a huge issue.
It's the biggest thing facing us right now.
I really don't like it. I really don't. I don't know what the solution is, but I don't like it.
I guess like if we didn't want to be passive, we just say, hey, could you stop doing this? This is really annoying.
Hey,
you ladies, knock it off.
I know the feeling. You want to walk next to your friends. You don't want to be the one person in the back. That feeling sucks. But
when it's three, it's like, there's no way you're having, like, just save it for when you're sitting around a table.
I know. And don't walk in groups of three.
please.
Yeah. Have a vote. Send someone home.
Someone's going home.
We're at footwork.
Yeah, footwork.
Two.
No.
There is a dance number in it.
Yeah, I think 50 just for that one dance.
50.
Yeah.
I'll give it a 60.
60. I'll give it 45 for footwork. Giving it an average of, no, I'll go 50 actually. Giving it a 53.33. 30 points higher than Pieces of April. Not bad. She just ran upstairs. All right, next category, animal print.
You know, I wasn't watching with a fine-tuned eye.
You weren't watching for the animal print? It's weird.
I guess. I think, I mean, I imagine Amy Poehler wears it at some point.
I don't think she does.
I didn't see any. The only thing I wrote was when they were like a slutty bunny cat and a mouse, which isn't really fully animal print, but I might throw some points that way. So they're wearing ears.
What's the number? What's your guys' number one movie right now? Is it
And overall, it's Female Trouble.
Female Trouble. And did Female Trouble have animal print in it, or was
Yes, very well.
I'm embarrassed. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh wow.
Okay. Well, maybe don't see Mean Girls 800 times, and instead throw in a John Waters movie
once.
Educate yourself. God forbid you have a good time.
I guess, yeah, this is going to be like a nothing then, right? There is none?
I didn't see any, but we've done, you know, zero to 100. So, you know.
Then I'm going to give it because this is maybe where I thought Amy Poehler had animal print is because she has an animal on it. And then some ways.
That's true.
She's she's carrying an animal a lot. Right. So and I'm going to give it.
It's imprinted on your memory.
Yeah. So if you think about it in that way.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it another 20.
A 20, very generous.
Yeah, maybe that's too high.
No,
it's all right. I'll give it an 11.
11. I'll give it a 6. Giving it a 12.33. You know what though? That's 2 points higher than The Brood. You ever seen The Brood, Chad?
I never saw The Brood. No, what's The Brood?
You gotta see The Brood. David Cronenberg, Canadian horror film. It's nutty. All right. Finally, Chad, on a scale of 0 to 100, how likely are you to recommend Mean Girls to a gay person?
I mean, yeah, that's 100.
Oh,
100. Yes. Actually, no, the answer is weird. It would be 0 because it feels so crazy to.
Because it's like too obvious
you
or something?
You should watch Mean Girls. Like, yeah, I know, idiot. I would. I have seen it.
Feel... Have you tried kissing a boy? Right.
You are gay? Okay, you would love being gay.
Yeah. Have you tried food?
Yeah.
It's delicious.
I think I'll put 100 as the answer. I think it's like if you're a gay person, it's at least floated in front of you at one point.
Yeah.
Right.
Whether
yeah, I'll give it a 95.
95. What's keeping it from that extra 100?
I could see some people where I'm like, "Man, it's not your thing."
Who? Mormons?
Yeah, exactly. All the gay Mormons.
Gay Mormons.
Like, you're going to hate Mean Girls. They you're drink too busy being in constantly.
You're too. Yeah. They just watch Angels in America over and over.
Right. They feel seen.
I'm going to give it, I don't know. I think it is. Oh, sure. I'll give it 99. Why not?
Why not?
What's keeping it from 100?
I don't know. I don't know. Because I love The Lost Boys more, and I gave that 100. So.
Fair. All right,
personal taste, but it still has an average of 98, which is, get this, 1.33 points higher than Death Becomes Her. Pretty good.
Wow,
really?
Yeah, but not that's as high as The Lost Boys.
Both of those are a little surprising. I would like flip that a little in my
well, you were
in my world.
Day.
I know. Sorry to make you guys mad.
we'll just have you come back on and redo every movie.
That sounds good. Sounds good to me.
All right. So now we are into the wheel category.
So what these are all categories that past guests have brought in and that we put them on this wheel that's on my phone. So we're going to spin it 4 times. And whatever category randomly comes up, we're going to judge the movie based on that category. And then after that, you are going to add a category, which could potentially be used.
It'll be added to the wheel, and if it's really good, it'll be a canon category, maybe taking out something. You'll see.
Okay, scooter as transportation.
Scooter as transportation.
That's a joke category. Whoever said that was making a joke.
That is not real.
That's not a real thing. That's a joke. But with that said,
100.
Oh. 100 for the bus.
There, I don't think that you would think there would be like Razor, because it wasn't this the Razor's like prime time, like the era of Razor scooters.
It might be a little post Razor.
Is this post? Yeah. Are we post Razor?
I think it's post Razor, and then pre like Razor Renaissance.
Right. Sure.
This was a narrow five to 10 year window where we weren't about it. I would have thought maybe like because of so many people getting hit by buses ish that there would be like a you know hover round type. Scooter.
You would think.
So for that, I guess, yeah. Because I thought that, I guess I put it at like pretty high.
Yeah. I don't think there are any scooters.
I don't think there's any.
No. So what do you want to give it?
Five.
A five.
Yeah. I'll give it a five.
Five. Yeah. I have to give it a zero. I'm sorry. Give it an average of 3.33.
Good.
Tough. That is from the Pieces of April
episode. That's a really difficult category to score.
It's tough. It's tough.
Yeah.
Okay. This one's also going to be tough. Is anyone on fire?
Isn't this Flaming Gay?
Is it flaming gay? Literally or figuratively is what I have.
Yeah. And wouldn't we say Damien is?
Yeah. He's pretty flamey.
Yeah.
Flamey ass.
I would say absolutely
he
Damien.
He sings Christina
is.
Aguilera at a high school talent show. That's pretty
hello.
Flamey.
Yeah. I mean, it's not as flamey as, you know, a John Waters something that I have no idea about.
This actually comes from Female Trouble from that movie. So yeah.
A John Waters book? Statue? Frozen meal?
What is this guy? Yeah, but I guess, I mean, Damien's pretty, as far as gay characters in movies is up there. So I'm going to say 72.
72.
I'll say 50.
50? You need at least one more?
I don't think he's that flaming, though. Like, I think he's more like a, you know what I mean?
You think he's lisping?
He's not, I don't think he's muted, but I don't think he's like if you're thinking like a real flaming queen, like apparently James Corden is in The Prom. Like, I don't think he's that.
Like he's not clutching like the drapes.
Like a Jack, like yeah, exactly. A Will and Grace Jack.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a little more alt.
Right. Which I'm not faulting him for as an actor at all. Like I think he did a good job, but I just think like as a flaming character, I don't think he's that flaming.
You think he's smoldering, maybe?
Yes. He's like a crock pot.
A cockpot, more like it. I'll give it a 60. I've given an average of 60.67. That is from Female Trouble. Not streaming anywhere. Oh, I think you could probably rent it. You should rent
I'll
it.
Buy it. I'll buy it. I'll spend
just
$20.
Buy it.
I'll spend $20 on that.
All right. A feel song.
Is there a song that puts you in your feels?
Beautiful by Christina Aguilera.
Yep. A little the song in the end that like
That weird
it's like airy sounding. I don't know how to describe. it's like a New York artist loft in the 90s kind of energy.
Sure.
That one gives me a little bit of some pensive energy.
Is it Hated by Nikki Clearly?
No way.
It's not? Oh, okay.
Not a million years.
Sorry. There's also Misty Canyon by Anjali Bhatia, Mean Girl by Gina Ree and Gabriel Reen,
Milkshake by Coke.
That puts me in my feelings. Is that song Milkshake?
Was that Milkshake? There. It's on the soundtrack. Not the cast recording, but it is on the soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. That's the little girl. Mm-hmm. The little girl dances. I wish we should have included in Footwork. Damn it.
Too late.
She kind of just stands there, though. She doesn't really move around a lot.
It might have been Hated by Nikki Cleary, I guess. It's the last song on the thing, so.
Not a big Nikki Cleary completionist?
No, I haven't dived deep.
She first entered the pop market with the song I.M.Me.
Oh, fuck.
So
wow. That's a statement.
She's a philosopher.
It tells us everything we need to know about her.
She's the E.E. Cummings of pop music.
Yeah, so what would you give this for a feels song?
I'm going to say it's like a 60.
60.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 60. I'll give it a 62.
60 also or 62?
61 2.
61?
6-2.
6-2.
You're giving me a 6 as well?
Weird. Weird. I'm going to give it a 40. It's not, to me, it's not that.
Yeah.
It's all pretty forgettable, that one last song. Sorry, no offense, giving an average of 54. No offense to Nikki, clearly.
I was going to say, that's her only song on Spotify. I just looked up. So if I wanted to deep dive, I just want to get the, like, the guns pointed away from me for every, like, Nikki Clearly fan out there. If I wanted to, I couldn't even try to get to know her. She doesn't make it easy.
She has 4 children. Wow.
You're not referencing
more kids than hit songs.
This is all just baseline knowledge that you had.
Yes. You should listen to my other podcast, Going Clearly. It's all about Nikki Clearly.
The next one is Forbidden Love.
Forbidden Love. Well, there's all sorts of, like, you're not supposed to be in love with him. Like, you can't date an ex-boyfriend. That's the first rule of feminism. Wasn't that one of us?
Yeah.
Something like that.
I do have to say, Lacey Charvet is very funny in this.
She's great.
She's so good in it.
And now she just does, like, Hallmark movies, but, like, she's, like, kind of being wasted. Like, she's really good in this.
Mm-hmm. I think she's very Christian. I wonder if part of that is, like, she started being stricter about, like, roles she would accept.
So
or something,
boring.
If her filter or whatever, but she's like she was my favorite part of this movie for so
long. She's so good.
She's great. There's also the teacher who is kissing students. That is forbidden.
Very much forbidden. That would not fly like now. And I'm like, there's weird how quickly things like get dated, even though this movie's like 14 years old or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, oh,
yeah.
You couldn't, that's not funny.
I even felt that, like, there was the tone when Tim Meadows looks at Tina Fey in the beginning and she has a wet t-shirt and she goes, maybe when my t-shirt's not see-through, and then he lingers on it and then walks away. Yeah. That moment watching it this time, I'm like, dead silence. You're just like watching a really creepy moment happen.
Yeah, right.
It feels totally different.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say there's a lot of like unrequited / forbidden love maybe in this.
For sure. So
I'm gonna score it pretty. I'm gonna give it like an 87. No.
87.
Oh, too high. Yeah, keep it. Lock it.
87.
Lock it.
Locked.
I'll give it an 80 because I feel like it's her crush on, it's Lindsay Lohan's crush on that guy that sort of like runs, you know, that drives a lot of the story.
Yeah.
And also the people making out in the projection room.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and cousin.
Oh, that's
and
right.
Cousin.
You know what? I'm going to bump mine up to 87 as well.
87. You know what? I'll do 87 as well. 380. So give an average of 87.
Yes.
For Grail. All right, Chad, the time has come for you to add a category that we could judge Mean Girls and every other movie on.
Oh, okay. So it should probably maybe correlate to the movie I pick. I was going to say, does it have gay sex in it? But that's not.
You could say that.
Sure. It wouldn't help you score
at all. I would tank my own.
You would tank it.
It's just a generic, like, is it, like, how bright and colorful? How, like, rainbow bright is it? How rainbow bright is it?
And like, and by, I guess, that, yeah. I mean,
by that I mean how, like, yeah, you know, poppy colors.
I like how rainbow bright is it. I think you said it perfectly. B-R-I-T-E, thank you.
TM.
Like, Lisa Frank would score very well in this if she ever, if there's a, where's the movie of her life? That's what I'm asking.
I know. Where's any Lisa Frank movie?
God damn it, Hollywood.
I bet she's got a tight lock on her
her life story.
On her licensing and everything, like a Calvin and Hobbes situation.
You know what it could be called? Let's Be Frank.
Let's Be Frank. You know what it could be called?
It could be. All right, I'll see myself out. Yeah, I think it's, I like how rainbow bright is it. So what would you give Mean Girls on that?
That's like, I mean, it's 100 for me.
100? You never seen, have you seen the Rainbow Bright movie?
I would probably also give it 100.
Okay, fair enough. So you're pretty up there with the titans of the category.
This is the god of this. Yeah, I think
I'll give it a 90.
90. I think I gotta go 70 on this. It is, for some reason, the feeling of fall comes through more to me. It's a very orange movie. Am I crazy?
I feel like it's more pink. Like, that's even like a plot point.
There's a lot of pinks, but I think the overall, like, if you had to do a color story, that'd be mostly brown.
And there's like those
you are
those
so whack
purple tuxedos.
that Janice and Damien were at the
end?
Yeah. They're not saying there are no exceptions to this. I still gave
Sounds
it a
like
70.
Yeah, okay.
Give it an average of 86.
I still gave it a C.
Yeah. All right, now we're into the bonus category.
So these categories, they're just bonus. So it's now a score, we're scoring from 0 to 10. And so these are just extra points. So if it doesn't do well, it's not gonna get penalized, but these are just extra bonus points.
Okay.
All right, so the first one on a scale of 0 to 10, what do you wanna give Mean Girls on Makeover Montage?
Oh.
You know, you would think there would be like a directive, like a Lindsay Lohan becoming like, you know.
I know, it's kind of weird that
they get like so close to it, like when they're in Regina George's like bedroom and they're like kind of like around her, but then it never quite happens.
Yeah, shit. Like,
but then I do like that it is a gradual change. You see it gradually, her change.
The big moment of her coming down the stairs in that like Christmas wrapping dress, it's just like a black dress with like a satin pink,
yeah,
like looks like right. A ribbon down it.
When they say you look great, it's like, yeah, I know. Like,
yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
Calm down.
But yeah, there is none. So I guess like maybe like a 3.
There are montages though.
Yeah.
Quite a few montages.
Sabotage montages.
Yeah. There's also the one when they're getting ready for the spring fling.
That's true. Yeah.
That's a bit of a makeover. They're getting
it's a
ready
bit like we're seeing, yeah, everyone's individual moments. Of
okay, well
right
then
in.
I'll give it a 4.
A 4.
I'll give it a 2.5.
2.5. You know, I'm gonna give it a 5. Giving it a 3.83. All right, next category: cheerworthy cameos. Were there any cameos where you stopped and said, "Hey, it's my favorite"? Was there a moment where you said, "Hey, it's my favorite"?
Hey, it's my favorite.
Like when Police was on the TV and you were like, "Hey,
yeah,
everybody, get in here."
This movie we've all seen. I think like Amy Poehler kind of, but it's not a cameo. Is there even a cameo? There's no
the only thing I wrote down was seeing Friday the 13th Part 2 on the TV. But that was it.
You know what I want to say is the posters in Damien's room count as cameos to me. It's like, okay, Mariah Carey, Celine Dion, and Britney.
That's fun. That's
and they're
kind of, yeah,
it's kind of, they pop out in like a, those are my girls.
Hey!
I've all seen them.
Yeah.
They've all done residencies in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Or will.
Will, hopefully, fingers crossed.
Yeah, I'll say like 4 again.
4.
I'll give it a 1 for those bedroom posters.
1, ouch, tough.
I did my work.
You tried your best. Give it an average of 2.67, which is 1 point higher than Fried Green Tomatoes.
Nice. That's my goal. I hope we beat that movie.
Well, we will let you know. All right. The next category, pool trouble. Is there any pool trouble? There is the fountain, like as a watering hole kind of metaphor.
Trouble. We're talking just trouble around a pool.
Or in a pool.
Didn't they all, in the mall, wasn't there like in one of their like animal things where they all were going crazy? Wasn't there like a little like.
Was the fountain.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the little fountain in front of Regina George's house.
No.
In a way, though, a lot of the problems are around that fountain, and we
bad mothering.
And we could assume a lot of that. There's a pool in that house.
There's a genetic pool.
They've got columns. You don't get genetic columns pool before you get a pool.
That's true. Yeah, you get a pool, and then you get columns.
You got to earn those columns.
So for that, a 4.
A 4.
I'll give it a 2.
I think I'm also going to give it a 2, giving an average of 2.67. All right, next category, witches. How witchy is Mean Girls? Well, the burn book is kind of witchy. That feels
that's
like you're putting
true.
And there's the like chorus of witches every time they scratch off one of their objectives.
Right.
There's that like shrill, like, nah, 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 nah.
Right.
There's something witchy about Janice Ian.
For sure. In general, the like number 3 of Janice, Damien, and Katie together, that's a witchy combination. Three
people.
You could
say the plastics are
together.
Kind of like a coven.
They're a coven, sure. Yes. They're like a pink coven.
So any 3 people are witchy?
When 3 people are gathered together and they're bitches.
Would you say the 3 amigos are witchy?
Do they have a common goal of taking down, or
they like, want to save a town? So I guess so. Yeah,
they're positive witches then.
Yeah, white witches.
White witches. Yeah, I would give it a five actually on this one.
Five,
mostly for that chorus of witches when they. Yeah,
I'll give it a three.
Three. I'm gonna give it a five. I think that burn book is like the modern day equivalent of voodoo. I don't
know. Yeah. The modern.
Although there sure is, I'm sure there is modern voodoo. I don't mean to say that's my own ignorance.
Thank you. We don't want to lose some of our subscribers.
Wow, yeah.
It's been months since I've been able to set foot in a house of intuition. Speaking of, should they couldn't have told us anything that this was coming? House of intuition.
They were sitting on it, yeah, or they felt something. They're like, well, we just weren't sure.
Yeah, we're sheepish.
It was intuition. It was an idea. We didn't say like house of locked in concrete answers.
That's next door.
Yeah.
It's called the Catholic Church. Everyone go. All right. Next category, gay actors playing gay roles.
Okay. Well, so gay actor playing gay role, there's one for sure. And then Aaron Samuels is gay actor playing straight role, which I think is even a gayer, it should score higher.
In this category? Okay.
In this specific category.
If you're forced to be closeted, that is so good.
what's more gay experience than that?
Nothing.
Thank you.
That's it. Most movies do not score very well in this. We should let you know.
Well, we have one, which is pretty
There's
high.
At least one, I think, yeah.
And it is the only major gay role, the only role that we know specifically is gay. And it's played by someone True. Who's gay, although you could argue that he was not out when the movie was, he didn't come out until 2014.
You know, everyone's on their own journey.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I feel like a six. For having one, that's a big deal.
True.
For sure.
Progress, that's progress.
Yeah, I'll give it a six as well.
Six. You know, I gave a seven to the kissing man in Die Hard, so I feel like I need to go higher. There's like one man who walks on, kisses Bruce Willis on the cheek, so I don't feel right going lower than that.
And you looked up that guy's a gay. That guy's a...
He had one Instagram post where it said like, if I could not be gay, I'd be gay or something like that. I don't know.
The problem is I'm not gay enough.
That was it, yeah. I should not be writing these memes.
If I could not be gay, I'd be gay.
Yeah. If I could not be a cat, I'd be a dog. So I'm going to give it a nine. Give it an average of seven, which is the highest anything has gotten in the last 16 movies.
Wow.
Which is pretty pathetic.
The tough thing is that there's going to be none unless you go to like, what's that movie that just came out
the
of the remake?
The Man?
Yeah.
We cover that. Yeah,
yeah, we did that.
Yeah.
But that's this, like this definitely did a lot better than Go would have done.
Absolutely.
This is true.
I'm so glad I swerved when I did.
Yeah. You tell that boyfriend to shut the fuck up.
Well, I can't. We're out of different apartments.
We'll get back together and then tell him. All right. Next category. Themes of mothers.
Themes of mothers.
Well, there is a big, you know, fun mom, a fun, cool mom. But I don't know if she's like a theme. It's not like the movie is not about mothers.
Yeah, it's not a thing. I did really like Anna Gasteyer and Lindsay Lohan's relationship a lot.
I did as well.
That felt really real to me. But that's not a theme either.
Yeah, it's not an overall theme of the movie.
What's the theme of the movie, though, really? So in that way, I guess it scores higher. So probably three.
A three.
Yeah, I'll give it a two.
A two. I'll give it a three. Amy Poehler.
Give
an average of 2.67. All right, next one. Dramatic smoking. I don't think there's any smoking in this.
There isn't that I saw.
And that's awesome.
That's so good. I mean, it's wonderful.
I feel safe going to the movies again.
I just breathe a sigh. Yeah. I'm not set off.
Yeah, I guess I can't be the biased person I've been this whole time. There was zero, so...
Yeah. Well, again, this is just the bonus round, so it's not going to suffer because it gets a zero. But I will also give it a zero.
I also will give it a zero. Give it in an average of zero, tying it with Death Becomes Her. All right.
For real? Wow.
For real.
Trippy dippy.
Trippy dippy. All right. Next category. I think you'll make up some points here. Quips. How quippy is Mean Girls?
left and right.
Can't avoid these quips.
Smacking.
I mean, that's pretty much Damien's whole reason, you know,
existence.
Yeah, it's just like, I'm here to be funny. Do I get a boyfriend? No. Okay, it's fine.
One of the girls, sure, that'll do.
Yeah,
I think it's constant quips left and right. There's like a couple people who are there just as like grounded person. Everyone else is making a joke.
Right.
10 for 10.
10.
I'll give it a 9.
9. I'll give it a 10. I think it's pretty quippy, given an average of 9.67, which is the highest we've had in quips in the last 60 movies, beating Die Hard, which has a 9.33.
I would expect that.
You would expect that. You knew that coming in.
I saw that.
All right, now we're into the iconic categories.
So we're back to scoring from 0 to 100, and these are just like bigger categories, sort of more overall arching things.
Okay. We're winding down. Don't you worry, Chad. All right, the first one.
I'm here all night.
We know you've been checking your watch this whole time.
Honey, I do. I go right in front of my little Zoom camera.
Rolling your eyes and sighing.
Big watch. Watch faces all around it, so you know.
All right, Chad, on a scale of 0 to 100, how would you rate Mean Girls in homoeroticism?
Homoeroticism. Not much.
There isn't much. No. It is not a very homoerotic movie.
I'm racking my brain. I'm a big fan of, I weirdly had a crush like on the dad and Coach Carr a little when I was growing up.
Oh, I guess.
Sure. Yeah.
Anytime, especially when I was younger, anytime like a adult man would talk about sex, period, I was like, I'm listening. So Coach Carr, Coach Carr, even in his way of saying go abstinence on. Only.
Right.
Kind of did it for me. But yeah, no, I guess there's not really. What a bummer.
You chose this movie.
Yeah, I know.
A movie called Mean Girls doesn't have a lot of gay stuff in it.
It's regrettable. Yeah, I guess can't go too high, but I still want to give it a
0 to 100 again.
20.
20?
A flat 20.
A flat 20.
Yeah, just to not tank my movie.
Fair enough.
I'll give it a 15 for that guy in his underwear.
Yeah.
15. Yeah, I'll give him a 12. I'd like to give him my 12 if you don't. You know,
Jesus.
Oh, wow.
Jeez, Mark.
My legal briefs. And I do be the ones under my pants. No. All right. Next category, over the top wardrobe. How would you rate Mean Girls an over the top wardrobe?
I mean, I do think
there is like their Halloween costumes, the Christmas outfits. It was pretty over the top.
I think overall though, like the wardrobes for like the plastics, especially, it is like, it doesn't like enter the realm of absurdity, but it is like it is still like the Hollywood version of it. You know what I mean?
Well, like for high schoolers wearing stilettos, that's pretty crazy. There's also one point where Damien wears a collared shirt underneath a polo.
That was
a thing, though, for a while. Collars.
Yeah, that was a thing.
I never liked it.
That was a thing. And also
that was over the top.
Two t-shirts stacked on top of each other was a thing for a long time. It might still be a kind of a thing, but I did that all the time.
You did?
A white t-shirt and then like a brown t-shirt.
Wow. Wow. That's so good.
I remember
that. I want to evoke snowy mud.
It's a huge thing. Yeah, but I don't know. Not like massive, but they're like fun looks. So I'm going to give it like a soft, like 62.
I'll go 65.
I'm going to go right in the middle, 50. Give an average of 59, which is 0.67 points lower than Fried Green Tomatoes.
Shit.
Trouble in Paradise.
Look out.
This is just like how Joe Biden's extra votes came in after late. You know,
yeah, you think Fried Green Tomatoes is the Biden of this podcast?
Right? All right. Finally, the last of the iconic categories, camp factor. How campy is Mean Girls?
It's pretty up there, I think. I think there's some moments.
I don't think you believe that.
Yeah, I'm looking at you guys for approval. I think it's got somewhat of a camp something, right?
Yeah,
I think it's, yeah, I think it has like those extra moments we were talking about earlier give it some points for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the energy, I think like any like Katie Heron's whole turn, I think, is that whole thing is very campy to me. Her just like being powerful and like, I don't know, the whole like scene up in the bedroom trying to romance Aaron Samuels and then puke. There's just like little big moments right. like that. Uh-huh. I don't know.
I think it's pretty campy. I think the whole tone is pretty campy. Like, it's not taking it. It does have a point. You know, there is like real genuine emotion at the heart of it, but the whole tone is pretty light and fun the whole time. Mm-hmm.
I do think it's campy. I would say it's more sketch comedy in tone than campy necessarily.
Wow. What a slander.
Does that make
this
sense?
This is very what is camp. I'm having
flashbacks every week.
Ball yeah. flashbacks every week. Ask myself every week. I think it's inspired camp maybe more than it is itself. I would give it like it's in the 70. It's 77 for me.
77, the year Star Wars came out.
Yep. I'll give it a 70.
70. All right. I got a quick list of campy things I noticed. Here we go. Eating your lunch in a bathroom stall. A very detailed map of clicks. Tricking someone into admitting they're attractive. Not noticing a chihuahua is chewing on your nipple. Voiceover contradicting the movie. Sexually explicit math-themed rap. A parent taping their child's performance like it's a space shuttle launch. Being forbidden from wearing hoop earrings. Wearing high heels down the high school hallway and falling into a trash can. A sales clerk with the gall to recommend a customer go to Sears. A little girl loving a commercial for Girls Gone Wild. Eating an entire baguette because Tina Fey loves a fat joke. A mother saying, you love Lady Splith, Black Mambazo. Using the fact that your yes. father invented toaster strudels as a weapon. Sexualizing Tim Meadows, the girl who didn't even go to the school but has a lot of feelings. Mm-hmm. Feeling bad for the kids on the opposing mathlete team who Tina Fey says aren't cute. I think that's so mean. Triumphant mathlete showing up at the big dance. And finally, a movie goes, just kidding. So I think it's pretty campy. I'll give
also,
it
we haven't touched on this, but Regina's eyebrows were always and still are insane to me. They like dyed them too blonde, I think. And forgive me if this is coming off as bully, but I.
Wow. I think now who's the mean girl?
I know. I think that can be thrown into the camp category as her eyebrows in this movie.
People would probably be upset if we didn't mention Glenn Coco at some point. So remember the Glenn Coco line? Great. Also, right. October 3rd, my birthday.
Oh. Is it really?
Yeah.
It's Mean Girls
Day.
Is
that a huge deal for you?
I just love it. I mean, oh, good. Finally, we're talking about Mean Girls.
So you always have a Mean Girls themed birthday party.
I always do. We add to the burn book. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give it a 75, giving it an average of 74, which is about 16 points higher than Fried Green Tomatoes. Oh, my God. Fuck anything yeah. could happen. All right. Finally, we're into the crown jewels.
So these categories, we all agree on. It's either yes or no. It's like binary. So we all decide okay. if it gets the bonus or not.
Okay.
So the first one, a 15-point bonus if Mean Girls has a positive portrayal of homosexuality.
Yes. Yes. Pioneered the art form of portraying.
We've never seen Katie before.
No one had, on cinema,
like,
ever.
What's this?
First one.
Also, if you watch this, I don't know, would you know what gay is without like any context? You know what I mean? Because like, does he ever comment on like a guy's hot or anything?
No. I think you were going to say a guy's hog. And
that too. That would be great.
No, but they, what do you mean? Like as in like, not knowing what gay is, but just being called gay. You're like,
oh, he makes a lot of jokes,
gay,
I guess.
But it's not necessarily, yeah, I see what you're saying.
But true. I do think Damien is like such a strong, like you said, John, like confident. It's not, he's not upset about his gayness. Right. But then on the other hand, they do kind of use gay as a weapon towards Janice.
Yeah.
Like the movie, that's kind of like Tina Fey's like shtick kind of. She tries to have it both ways. Like she'll make, there's a terrible use of the N-word in this that is not earned.
No.
They say the N-word in this?
The subtitle.
It is at the time when people thought, oh, it was okay to say that. It was N-I-G-G-A.
I
believe
yeah.
one of the Korean students or one of the Asians.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Vietnamese,
excuse
yeah.
me.
Oh, I really blocked yes. that out. Yeah, that's, yeah.
But that's neither here nor there.
Right.
That was a positive portrayal of homosexuality.
Here's the thing. I would say, ideally, I would say it's not a negative one, but I wouldn't say it's like a positive one.
I don't know. I'm leaning towards positive. I'm gearing towards giving it the 15% bonus.
I do love what you said about it not being a tragic character. Uh-huh. And I guess it's true he never gets to express his overt horny sexuality.
And like when he does sing at the talent show, people like throw sneakers at him.
But then he throws it right back.
That is true.
So
almost commenting on where we were at that time.
Exactly. Thank you. People were throwing shoes at President Bush at the time, remember? Yep.
Was that guy gay?
Yeah. President Bush?
Yeah. I mean, that HW was. Like,
yeah.
I mean, that last name doth protest too much.
Yeah. I like calling a president that guy.
God.
Was that guy gay?
You at the inauguration. So
what do you think, Chad?
I think yes. I think it's yes.
All right. I'm not gonna fight it. I think yes. We all agree.
It gets it.
Yeah.
Anyone else got it?
It's at least not negative. So it's
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So it's one of three of the last 16 movies we've had that have gotten a positive portrayal of homosexuality. All right, finally, the very last category. Negative 50% total points if this is the movie Boat Trip.
This is not the movie Boat Trip, so it will not be penalized 50% of its points.
I think we can say that, yeah.
We can absolutely say this is not the book. All right, that's it. We are done. How do you think you did, Jen? That's everything.
As a podcast guest, incredible.
Thank you, yes. Definitely Thank top you. Five.
And then as Thank a... so... What's like, am I looking for a number? Like, I think it would did pretty
you think
well.
You just like, do you think you beat Die Hard?
I do think I beat Die Hard.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Mark,
let me tell, I will tell you exactly how you did. Out of a total possible 2,388.20 points, Mean Girls has scored 1,570.53, giving it a percentage of 65.76.
Fuck!
Make no, it beat Die Hard. Just make it the 24th gayest movie ever. Not as gay as Meet Me in St. Louis, but gayer than Die Hard. Which
wow.
has a 65.21.
There that's, you go.
Well, that's good for, and it beat Fried Green Tomatoes, right?
It definitely beat Fried Green Tomatoes, which
that's
only has a
63.76. That's all I came here
to do. Wow.
So it is in between.
You've ended 2020 on a high.
Mm-hmm. It is in between Meet Me in St. Louis, but it's gayer than Bring It On.
That seems right. And it is very Bring It On energy. Yeah. I kind of thought it would go higher. I mean, gays are attracted to it like cock.
Gays love this. Absolutely. I think if there was actual, like, you know, performative homosexuality, if there was something actually, you know, two gays held hands or something,
mm-hmm.
you know, but they went all in on the one. And we love him.
Right. We love him.
Yeah. We love him. Mm-hmm. Well, Chad, thank you so much for doing this. Was such a delight. So much fun.
This was so fun. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Okay, hold on.
We're gonna talk about Go.
Yeah.
Is there anything you'd like to plug, promote, or shill for at this time?
I'm not doing much these days, unfortunately.
Why?
The industry's been just out of whack.
It's been cruel to you.
It's been treating me weird. The industry's been treating me weird lately over the past like 6, 7, 8, 9 months or so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Huh.
I noticed a turn on the industry.
Rude.
So, but you can go to my Instagram. It's just at Chad Westbrook. And at my Twitter, it's at Chad Westbrook. Quarantine got me back into Twitter. I was like off of it. Literally, I didn't touch it since I was probably, it's been 6 years. And then after quarantine hit, I popped back on and was like, this is nice.
You like it.
I really like Twitter.
Twitter during an election year is when it's really at its best.
I think maybe that's what got me. Love those jokes.
Tweeting, retweeting, doing drags off your cigarette while you're
wheeling and dealing.
Yeah. I'll comment on this thing.
I'll comment on that. I'll like that.
Me.
yeah. Trying to game the system. But yeah, just at Chad Westbrook everywhere. Give me a follow.
Give him a follow, everyone. A follow. You'll love
seriously,
it.
Seriously, please. Seriously.
All right. Well, thank you so much,
Chad.
Thank
you so much, Chad. Howdy who?
Thank you. And
we'll be right back. We're back.
That
was fun.
That was so much fun.
I did think Mean Girls would have scored higher, but then you watch it again, like... It's the homoeroticism that gets these movies. The lack of homoeroticism.
Yeah, and it's usually like the lack of gay characters. Just ultimately that.
Right?
Maybe this had one, but still.
It's definitely not the gayest movie ever made.
It's not.
But
the gays love it.
Gay viewing. The gays love it. You don't love it.
I like it very much. I wouldn't say I love it, but I like it very much.
But you don't like any movie.
That's true. I don't like anything.
Well, now you're going to extremes, Billy Joel.
All right.
We did have a question.
Oh, let's hear it.
From, I wanted to put this to you. I know the answer, though, because I looked it up.
Oh, all right. Great.
Ichabod Dagger commented, how do you spell that one word you use explaining vibrato? Juge.
I don't know how you spell it.
How would you guess? You have to.
I feel like it's like, it's like a Z-H-U... G E,
you almost had it.
Oh, what is it?
It's Z-H-U-Z-H.
Z-H. Okay. I thought another Z, but then I was like, that's insane.
It's only Liza with a Z.
She's the only one, but she only has the only one. If Liza only needs one, Zhuzh only needs one.
I had no idea it was spelled like that. Isn't that interesting?
That's so interesting. That's a fun fact to end the year on. And what a year it's been.
We've had highs. We've had mostly podcast-wise. It's been very fun.
Yeah,
things have gone great.
Yeah, luckily Zoom exists, so we're fine. We don't need to be in the same room together.
We only missed 1 week. Get off our backs.
Yeah, calm down, guys. This is free. I don't know why you're yelling at us.
Yeah, but it's been a very nice distraction.
Absolutely.
To talk about very silly things.
Indeed.
And see how Hollywood has let us all down, which they have, and you can't deny.
Really?
How are they trying their best?
I don't know. I feel
like trying their best.
What do you think Hollywood should be doing that they're not doing?
More representation for people that aren't, straight white males, that kind of stuff.
I thought you meant like dealing with the pandemic. That's what I thought you meant.
Well, I think the major studios should be putting more money into like the theaters and like, I don't think Disney needed to let their CEO have his full pay again while they're laying off employees. That's what true. I think Hollywood should be doing better.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I don't disagree.
Okay. Sounds like you disagree.
Mark, what a year it's been. Such a delight.
What a year. Who knows what the next year will happen, what will entail.
I can't wait to find out.
We're gonna start off with a bang, though. We know our movie. We know our first movie of 2021.
It's a real slam dunk. I haven't seen it either.
I don't think you've seen it.
No. Nope.
It's Air Bud.
Yep.
It's a Disney film. I wasn't sure if it was basketball or football, but I know it involves a dog.
I'm 90% sure it's basketball. But
it probably won't score very well, but maybe we're wrong.
Is there a way to find it? Is there a way we can know if a dog is gay?
Yeah, if it, it says like yes queen or
yes, if a dog said yes queen, the most unusual thing about it was like, is that dog gay?
That dog's gay. I do think dogs are gay though. They hump each other. I don't think they have those labels though. They don't, they'll hump anything.
Oh, okay. Dogs are more fluid.
Absolutely. They'll hump pillows,
well,
Air Bud next week.
Yes. Yeah, what do you think about gay dogs? Let us know. You can email us at twooldqueens@gmail.com.
Or you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at twooldqueens, T-W-O old queens. Follow me on Letterboxd at Mark Rennie, where I maintain the current rankings.
Yes. And we've got merch you can buy. Go over to TeePublic and search for Two Old Queens. We've got a lot of fun stuff you can buy over there. And we've also got a Patreon, Two Old Queens is a Retirement Plan. Where it's just more of this, just sort of slightly different things.
Yeah. If you want to support the show, this is a fully listener supported show. We don't have ads. It's just us. So if you want to support the show, go to patreon.com/twooldqueens.
We appreciate it so much.
We'll see you.
And that's it. Have a safe, happy new year, everybody.
Happy new year, Auld Lang Syne.
We're all staying home, I guess. Auld Lang Syne. So. Yeah.
Auld Lang Syne.
Goodbye. Now it's time for credits. We got music by Danny Cohen.
Artwork by Connie Shin.
And special thanks to Alex Arche and Mike Rennie.
Bye.
Bye. We didn't get that right.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.